True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, it is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. And let's go track down Mike Jeffcoat this morning. You never know where this guy might be, but he's there. Mike, what's up?
Talking about 25 out of southeast.
25? Hey, that's just a balmy breeze, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I brought it back with me. I don't know.
Tis the season.
It is. Tis, well, you know, March is past. Shouldn't be like this right now.
You know, it's weird how weather patterns change over the years. You're getting these ruts.
Oh, it is.
You know, the last 4 or 5 years, y'all are usually calm over there when we're pumping over here. And now
right.
It's kind of moved farther east, you know, up the coast.
I guess you got that. Yeah, I guess you got that. Did y'all get that front too this morning?
No, it went above us into the east. When I was talking to Bill earlier, I could hear thunder and lightning in the background there in Vidor where he's at.
Huh.
Moving. It was Lake Charles was getting hammered and all up through the state moving east. So, but it all stayed above us yesterday, you know, up around Dallas and over to
the street. Yeah, well, I knew it was supposed to do that. Last I saw yesterday morning, though, that y'all were supposed to get it about this time this morning.
We didn't get anything, not even a drop.
Wow. I know that wind blowed yesterday.
It sure did.
Yeah, it took me 10.5 hours to get back yesterday.
How much?
10.5 hours.
10.5 hours to get over there yesterday? What the heck?
No, I got off it. I come across Chevrolet. I mean, traffic was, great. And I was talking to somebody, and I just come off the Chevrolet Bridge, and dead stop.
The old
Y-10. Two and a half hours to go 6 miles.
Wow.
18-wheeler run off and into the median, up in the woods, and why they shut that freeway down to take care of that during, you know, peak traffic. They should have done that at nighttime. I sit for 1 hour and 5 minutes and never moved.
Huh.
Yeah. I was wore out when I got here.
I bet. In the truck.
You know, that's why I always make sure I come back up. A day early, so I got a day off to
recover.
To recover.
Truck
I'm
lag.
Needing it today.
Truck lag. Jet lag.
Oh, there was people. Hey, it was people getting out, sitting in the grass and everything else. It was stupid.
Having a picnic on side
eye. Yeah, I talked to one truck driver and he said the whole Shafalai Bridge was backed up.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. Because you there's no turning around.
No, there's no turning around, and there's no walking off. I mean, unless you want to jump off in a swamp.
Yeah. And it's the same thing as us. I mean, we had nowhere to go. I mean, it was stupid. So, but, yeah, it's all good. Back in the saddle. And I got to deal with this wind. So.
Yeah, you do. Well, it'll once that little front line gets through, it'll become more northeast and east for a couple of days.
Well, that'd be
not
good.
Not near as hard.
Yeah, snapper season opened today, and there's so many boats coming down here yesterday, and I'm going, didn't look at the weather. Don't seem to me that you did, but.
Hey, what is that opened over there, your state season?
Yeah, our state.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're showing 4 to 5 here this morning. Look at the end of the river and see what you see.
Boy. What would your state snapper over there in Louisiana, what's the limit on those?
Three.
Three.
I say that. We might have went to 4-2. We might have went to 4-2. You know, everything changes every year, and I don't keep up with all that anymore, so. I keep up with the redfish and the trout and flounder. That's what I keep up with, because I don't, I got a few people that I'll take snapper fishing, but I just hate snapper fishing out of a bay boat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to beat your boat up with them weights, and especially if it's a little bit bumpy, it's just impossible for people not to beat the side of the boat up or the floor of the boat with them weights, And
yeah.
It's just, everybody all the way, it's easy money, I said, no, it ain't easy money.
No. I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. I can't understand this Astros or the Rockets. I mean, my God, that Rocket game last night, I just don't see Sacramento laying down that easy. They took a whooping. I mean,
Rockets
when I turned it on
last night, I didn't watch it.
Oh no, Sacramento took a whooping. When I turned it on, it had
Golden State.
I mean, Golden State. Yeah. Well, that is Sacramento.
Well, yeah,
I turned it on at halftime, and they was up 30 points.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, the other night I watched it, and they were up 12, and then when I turned it off, I got up the next morning. And Jay told me they lost. That's basketball, There's some big swings in them games.
Yeah, but that's a big swing right there. I mean, they set all the starters down the second half. And, you had all them rookies come in there, and they put it down to about 14 points and right there in the last few minutes, but Rockets still won by, I think, 17, 18 points.
Yeah. Well, they're still alive.
Yep.
Well, backs are against a wall. And the Astros looked good against Detroit. I mean, they came back.
Oh, they did.
Two games in a row, and a lot should have done it yesterday. Left 10 men stranded, or more than that, maybe 12. But that new pitcher, he got introduced to the big leagues. His mom and girlfriend and all that, they were in the stands crying that first inning. He struck out two and got a fly out. And, man, welcome to the big leagues. And, boy, it turned on him the next couple innings. He gave up a grand slam. But, hey, that's a learning curve. He's
I didn't even think about
that. Pitcher.
Yeah, they played a They played a early game yesterday. I could have been listening to that in the truck. Didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I watched it, and it Blue Ball, I think, is his name, and he's got that Hunter Brown look to him like Hunter did when he first came up. And, hey, mm-hmm. he'll learn to pitch in the big leagues.
Yeah.
He's got good stuff.
Well, that Hunter Brown, he's a savage once he gets on that mound.
Yeah.
You know, and when they're interviewing him, he's like a kid. But, man, they was talking about it the other night because that was a national televised game I watched the other night. They was talking about he looks angry out there. I said, well, maybe he is.
Focused. He is into it.
Yeah, he is focused.
Strictly business, baby.
Yeah, and I heard McCullers had another setback, huh?
Oh, he did? Well, I saw where he pitched five innings of shutout ball or something the other day, but... Well...
I don't know.
Man, them arms take a beating. You throw that many breaking balls, that's bad.
Yeah, they do. Other than that, forest fishing, it's fantastic. I stopped at Brent's house coming through yesterday just to have a break for a minute and had a cold beer with him. And he said, it's just stupid. He said, once you get on them, he said, it's pretty much lights out.
What's he mostly catching? Trout?
He's on the reds
big time. Yeah.
Well, trout fishing's stupid too, but, you know,
yeah, I've been seeing all
really...
that cover the whole deck of the boat and meet shots from over there.
That's crazy. You know, but now, and listeners, y'all need to understand, that's not one boat. That's multiple boats.
No, you see that here. They'll have these multiple boat trips, and everybody will pull all their fish together to get a photo of what we used to do about 10 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know it's weird.
It sells trips and people that are shopping on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
But here's what I'm getting at. And me and you've talked about this before. If you done that with doves and a man walked up.
Or ducks, any kind of federal migratory game bird, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Whose birds are these? Each one of y'all tell me whose birds or fish, you know.
You're right.
They could do that on fish, too.
They could.
Absolutely. So.
They really could.
But, anyhow, it's just, it's good. I mean, the river is outrageously high, but it's just got them fish stacked up out there in the mouth of everything, and. Mm-hmm. We'll try to come in. I crossed Pontchartrain yesterday, and I'm like, I couldn't believe the amount of mullet that I saw. You know, once you get on closer to New Orleans on Pontchartrain, you get on all that marsh stuff.
Right.
And there was mullet just everywhere you look, both sides of the highway. I'm going, So they're wanting to crawl back in, but they can't.
Yeah.
So. You know, there's no offshore reports, not with this wind. So.
No, it's
a little tough.
So, yeah, it is.
You know, Darlene was off last Monday, and me and her ran out deer leash, took care of a bunch of stuff, and went and filled some feeders and stuff up. We was going to her stand, and I come to a drain that's, it comes out of one of the big sloughs and stuff. We pulled up there, and I was like, I'm lost. She said, where are we at? I said, we're going to your deer stand, but I'm like you. I had to kind of take bearings there because there was about 20 foot of water across that drain.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the river was up that much.
Yeah, we had all that rain last week up above us. Some pretty heavy rain. Well, I got 4.5 inches at my house, and they even got more up that watershed.
Right.
And
when I crossed it yesterday morning, I mean, it's up, but I didn't think it was up enough to push back into that leaf, but it did.
It's full and running, you know, when you go across it on I-10.
And anyhow, it wasn't but about a foot and a half deep. But like I said, the drain is still only dry. It had it pushed back in there. And man, the bullfrogs, we got around there in Darlene's stand. She's on a big slough. I mean, that slough probably covers 200 acres. And it's full of duckweed. But them bullfrogs. Them bullfrogs were just going nuts, and I'm going, and I got to go back to Venice.
I'd give anything should have been to go frog catch hunting frog. When you were home, man.
Yeah, should have been.
So. Oh, well. All right, Mike. Well, hey, keep an ear to the ground over there, and hopefully you'll get a little wind break there. Y'all can get back out there and do your thing.
I hope so.
All right. But, well, throw them out a number.
It ain't looking good.
Wants to, yeah, if they want to get with you, brother.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish.
All right, man. See you, Mike.
Later.
Later. I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament catch than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. Or you can call Jason at 281-701-8107 for more information. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. All their shrimp are wild-caught. And look for the big 9-12s. 15, 18s, whatever count you're looking for. They have great price, great availability, and crawfish. They are crawfish headquarters. So if you're planning a big boil or just want to buy them already boiled up, they cook a mean crawfish over at Boyd's. Really good quality stuff. So call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Tiki Island way now, Galveston, and check out Captain James Plog. Check his pulse. You got a pulse this morning, Plog?
Man, after listening to that music right there, you got to have a pulse or you're dead. Damn. That's pretty rough right there. Let's get you rolling, buddy.
Head banging. Let's bounce off the walls and go fishing.
That was definitely some head banging right there, buddy.
Let's roll.
Oh, nothing. Getting ready to get out of here.
Getting ready to get out of here. Attaboy. Get them.
I'm going to get them.
Get them while they're hot, baby.
Yeah. Man, see, that tide goes out at night.
Yeah, but it sure rips in the mornings. Golly. Well,
that's kind of a problem.
I bet it is.
But fish has been good, man. It's Yeah, I did something stupid yesterday. And these old guys are great guys. They actually fish with me. And this guy was entertaining them, was just sending them on a trip. And I knew better to book. You don't book no boat fishing trips this time of year. You're not going. It just looks good on your calendar. It's a wasted day. So, yeah, I didn't end up going yesterday. But Monday and Tuesday was good. Man, I guess I don't know what happens on weekends because I ain't out there. But I went back to my old fish on Monday. And, man, there were some people. It was like a holdover. I called somebody, maybe Hillman. I said, man, is it a holiday, man? There's, like, a lot of people. And, like, people broke down and CETO getting people on jet skis. And it was like a holdover from the weekend. So I don't know what happens on the weekends, but I went back to my fish because it's really good. I mean, you know, you can get out of boat. If you get right, you're going to catch 25 or 30 with a bunch of three-pounders and some fours. I mean, it's good fishing, but, man, they were dead, dude. I got out, no slicks, nothing moving. It was terrible. And we finally caught two, both of them like 3 pounds, but we only had like 3 bites. I said, well, let's go, move. And I went somewhere different. And that was like a slick right there. And I idled in there, and, buddy, it's the load of them. Well, this ain't what we were catching, but this is another school.
Yeah.
And, man, I think, Mickey, we caught maybe like 12 or 13. Should have done a lot better. Lots of bites. You could tell they were done. Any right. fish you catch, huge slick. And I said, okay. And then I had my roofing guys at 11:30, you can be catching 10-pounders and you're going home. It don't matter. So, you know, we quit at 11:30. Every now and then Rick will give me till like 1, but that's not very often. And so we leave. I was like, man, I'd like to see if them fish bit again. So, but I got them. So Tuesday, I got them. We're going straight in there. We leave in the middle of the night. We're fit to crush them. Same deal. Me kept pulling there, and I put the hook out, and just me putting the anchor out, they start slicking all around the boat. I said, look at this, dude. All on this flat. I mean, there's like, I said, this is going to be easy. Hell, they wouldn't bite, man. We stayed there till 8:30, and we finally caught six. I'm like, man, we got to go. I said, they're here. Maybe it's just a lot of individual fish. You know, maybe it's not a school, but we caught 12 the day before. And I think it's a lot, but, you know, it looks like a lot of individual fish. You'd have to wait over there where they pop a slick.
That many slicks coming up. There's every fish isn't popping a slick. One out of probably 50 are popping a slick.
That's what I'm thinking, dude, but you just can't get them to go. So then we move.
Should have fryer mooted them, just sat on them all day till they ate up, you know.
Well, I wanted to, but there's other stuff. Hey, there's, you know, it ain't like the old days, man. There's, you can leave now. If you don't like what you got, leave. You go find more. So I left, and we walked into them, and it was good. Nice fish. We didn't have no 5-pounders. I don't even think we had a 4, but some 3s. And then it just got so rough. We had to abort that mission. I mean, it got rough. Yeah, at this time, it's blowing like it's blowing like 25. So then we went.
Well, I was kept looking at my gauge on my phone. It was showing 27 and 28 knots down there. So that's over 30 miles an hour, man.
Is that what it was? Well, I knew it would.
It was cranking.
Kind of, yeah, I knew it was kind of breezy, but the current was running so hard. So where I was fishing, the tide was high. Let's just pick a number, like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was walking down the bank to get my boat. I was hoping maybe I'd get bit by a rattlesnake or something. I would have to drive home in that wind. But I look at this little ditch, and that current was running so hard. So
pouring in there.
When it said it was high at 8, at 11:30, dude, it is still ripping. It'll take you away.
Well, it was all that wind-driven current all that behind wind the tide was itself.
When the tide finally quit, we're going across the bay. Going to another place.
You got a 2.5-foot swing this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Hey, but when that tide finally
coming off
out,
a negative 0.5 last night, and now you're going to have a 1.9. That's almost 2.5 feet. That's a lot of water coming at one time, buddy.
Yeah, you have to hide somewhere from that current. But when the tide finally quit running, dude, the whole bay where I was fishing got drop dead gorgeous. Just, hey, it's blowing 30 miles an hour and the whole bay is just green, man. I'm like, check this out. It was just rough. But, you know, the slicks will show you where they're at. And I'm just driving down the bank like me and you used to do. Hey, man, look at that slick in there. We pull in there. And it's a place I've been fishing, but a little bit different than where I've been. And I said, man, there's a bunch of fish here. And like I said, I don't know what happened to my fish I was catching last week. They, you know, it could be a boat deal. They may have run them fish off of there. I may let it settle down, but they weren't there Monday. And they're nice ones,
too. They might have got chopped up over the weekend.
Well, it just didn't look right, Mickey. There wasn't nothing. It looked like I told my guys, man, I don't know about this not biting deal. I don't think these fish are here anymore. And then I gave it some time. And finally, you got to make a decision. I said, man, I got to move on. Maybe I'll check it later or something. But it looked like they moved on. Because in the morning, it's pretty easy. You get out. Hey, the mullet's wrapped up there like the old days. They're slicks. I mean, it looks like you're fixing to catch them. We get out Monday, and it looked like you're supposed to catch nothing. Well, we did catch two, but there wasn't no fish on it. Wasn't much of nothing.
Like a few years ago, man, I had me a school out in the middle of nowhere, and I beat them up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and I come back to work, and Blaine called me on Thursday and said, hey, man, there was like 7 boats on that school of yours out there. I said, really? He said, yeah. Said they waited for you to go back to work so they could get on them. And I went back the following Monday, and we caught one out of there. I said, man, this thing's been picked clean. These fish aren't here anymore.
That's back when the limit
was 10. I mean, they wiped that school out while I was gone.
And you got it worse than me. You're off 4 days. I only take off. Well, I have to go Sunday sometimes, but Saturdays I'm not going. So I only miss a couple of days with them, and there's no telling what happens. So Cameron and Kenny go Saturday.
Hey, people watch what you're doing, man. I mean, you get on a good roll and get you a good school, and the first day you're not there, they're all over it. You know, they just they know where you're fishing.
It's just
you can
like
run,
me
but you can't hide, Plug.
It's just like me talking to you. I'm never gonna lie, good, bad, or indifferent. But if you look, and it don't necessarily be me or whoever. If you see where somebody's fishing all week, and I talk to you on Thursday, and I tell you the truth, exactly what we caught.
Right.
Well, you know how it is. You know, and I'm never going to lie. But if it's bad, it's bad. If it's good, it's good. But but it's good enough now, Mickey, where you can move. It doesn't matter. You can change bays. It don't matter. You don't like to lose your school, but. Hey, man, it's how it is. It ain't mine. I don't own it. I may have found it, but I don't own it.
No.
I remember exactly where you were fishing when you had to go back to work. Blaine and him got on them fish. I know exactly where you're talking about.
I said, y'all can't just throw a few back for me for next Monday? No, we're going to kill them all, man. I'm going, come on, dude.
Because you took me there one time, and we crushed them. And I remember that. I like, dude, by the time you get back up there Monday, you might have you a couple of tadpoles swimming around.
Yeah, give me a fish taco out of it and move on.
Oh, my gosh.
Find another school.
But, dude, you ought to see the weed, man. Me and Cameron's talking about that because he's going to have to fight it this summer. His buddy Corbin said he left Port Aransas and drove to Perdido 160 miles with nothing but weed. The whole beach is weed. The whole back of the bay was seaweed, dude. It is.
Boy, that Sargasso seed turned some loose this year, buddy.
Gosh almighty, buddy. It's bad. You know, and it's really good for the fish, Mickey. I think it's good.
It
makes fishing hard, but it's good for the fish.
I believe that. You know, and the surf will be probably a lot better this year. You know, Cliff and I were talking about that the last few years. There hadn't been much weed, and it's been easy fishing, but the fishing hadn't been that good. It's been okay. But
exactly. Now you'll fight the weed, but your fishing will be good. Hey, I was coming home Tuesday, I guess, and it's blowing, dude. You know, we talked about it. And the beach is still, the water's still green, even though it's so rough.
Right.
It may be muddy now. But it would just, I call Cameron and say, man, you ought to see these mats of weed out here, dude. It's just mats of miles of it coming in. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some weed. But like I say, it'll make fishing better. But we catch everything.
Might see some big dolphin caught in the Star Tournament this year.
100%. And we're catching everything, Mickey, on either, we either throw a tail or throw a topwater. You know, right. I ain't dealing much with twitch baits or hot rods or marlers or nothing. It's, you know, if you don't get them on a topwater, put a tail, some kind of tail on. And it hadn't mattered. One of my guys will be throwing something, he's getting them, and it's totally different what I'm using. So it just matter really being on them and seeing if they'll bite.
That's the best thing. If you're on them, throw what you like and what you have confidence in and catch your fish, man.
Hey, the other day, man, I wasn't doing too good. I was struggling. My guys were getting me. I just couldn't get comfortable with anything to throw. I went through the whole gauntlet. I said, man, I just don't even, can't find anything to land on that I just want to, you know, stick with.
Yep.
couldn't get nothing going. You get one on this, one on that. Hey, as long as my guys are getting them, I don't care. They were studs, man. He said, man, you always put us on good fish. I said, no, man, I can't take the credit. You guys can catch them. You can be on good fish and take somebody that can't catch them, and it won't matter. You got to have guys that can catch them.
You're only as good as your crew.
100%. You are. I tell them that all the time.
I know.
I tell them all the time. Luckily, I got some pretty good guys. They can catch them.
It never fails when you got the best fisherman you've had in months and the bite's terrible, and then you have the worst crew you've had in months and the bite is unreal.
Happens all the time. You know, we've been getting – I had one bad day. Honestly, one what I call a crappy day. We caught four all day. We fished like 3:30. You know who I had? I had Gene Bain, Jeremy Bain.
I remember you telling me about Gene and Jeremy. And those guys can fish. They've been around a long time, man.
A long time, buddy, and it was terrible. Finally, I looked up. It's like 3:30, and I'm the only one fishing. I was like, man, I guess we better go home.
They kind of knew. Just an off-bite day, you know.
I told Gene, he said, man, we've done this many years, dude. Some days they just don't bite. I said, I know. They just didn't bite today. And then I text Jeremy on the way home the next day. We backed the next day up. I think we had 39 trout in a red the next day. So you riddle me that.
Never fails.
Never fails, buddy.
Oh, well. Well, maybe you won't fail today. You'll do good.
I hope so. Hey, we'll be chunking at them anyway. We'll be chunking at them.
Yeah, I know
will. All right, buddy.
Well, hey, man, you go out there and pound on them. Hey, if somebody wants to call you, James, give them a number so they can reach you, bud.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306. Always appreciate it, Mick. Always enjoy talking.
Walk that dog, brother.
Walk it, baby. See you later.
Walk that puppy. Bye. All right, man. All right. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224. Or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 539. All right, let's go down to G-Town now. Let's check in with our good friend Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. Sharky for short. And he catches him big old long fish. What's up, Sharky?
What's up, buddy?
Man, y'all been putting a beat down on him, hadn't you?
Man, we've been trying, brother. We've been trying.
Man, it's been a long time since I've seen a redfish run like y'all been on.
Golly, man, when I talked to you that Saturday, had to have been Saturday.
Yeah.
Boy, we got out there, brother, and I had two people. The winds were low, and it was just one of those days where you pulled up and you're like, man, I think this is the day, you know?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, man, we decided to try free shrimping really for the first time this season so far. Water temperatures are hot. The water was green all the way up to the tip of the rocks. And, well, we started throwing some free shrimp in there, buddy. We had six or seven trout over 20 inches, you know, caught and released.
Awesome.
And then about 20 redfish. And I just had two folks. So, man, their arms were wore out,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty quick and easy right there, man.
Quick and easy. And then I think we ended up with four trout you know, right there at 19 and three quarter. I mean, there was just no small trout. Just healthy, healthy fish, man. It was a beautiful thing to see. I'll tell you that, brother.
Tide runners are moving in.
Yep, moving in, man. Today, golly, it looks like, you know, we got this wind thing going and wind and rain for the next 3 days, but give and take out here, brother. You know, you get one stellar day and three, you know, windy days and, you know, consistency. We'd love to have some of that.
Yeah, you and me both.
But it is what it is, man. We're gonna find them, brother. But yeah, we're fighting some wind this morning. Those flags are looking pretty strong, buddy.
I'm sure they got starch in them. I know that wind came up yesterday too, buddy. Man, all that weather up above us, it started sucking that energy, and man, wind was. Trinity Bay looked like Waimea Bay yesterday.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I seen
rough
my
as a
phone
cob.
Started going off. It had like tornado warnings up north. You know, I mean, it got pretty serious up there.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, I don't know, Mickey. We've got a 5-boat corporate trip coming in tomorrow afternoon, and then they're renting the space, you know, and having their I'm actually giving a speech, which will be really cool. I'm the speaker for it, but anyway, they're great customers of ours and bringing folks in, and man, it's like a 1:45 to 5:45 trip, and then they've got the facility for a couple hours after. But God, I gotta tell you, man, it looks like we got a front coming in tomorrow afternoon. We can't catch a break from this weather, man.
No, June 6th, that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
When it's all going to turn around.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that.
It's you know, it's a safe prediction.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, are we talking June 6th of 2025 or 20? You know?
Yeah, this year. I'll go ahead and throw this year in there, you know.
Good. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
But I'm looking across the board. The wind is down a lot more than yesterday. Now, not saying it won't come up if we start feeling some more storms above us, but.
Yeah, who knows, man? It's I think by 8 or 9 this morning, it's supposed to drop back down into the, you know, single digits. But from what I can see for now, it doesn't feel like the single digits out here. That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm showing, you know, southerly flow till Saturday. Then we're going to have a northeast at about 10 to 15.
Yeah.
And then an east wind on Sunday.
And still haven't heard anything about amberjack season being opened up. But golly, did you see that Florida snapper season? Record days, 126 days or something.
Goodness, snapper federal fishing. Waters.
Yeah, to my knowledge, yeah, it's like the biggest. It's like the, and that's crazy for Florida because I think they were on like, I don't know, a few days a year or something. It was crazy over there.
Right. Yeah. They were trim short.
So that, it was all over the news that it was like the longest, you know, snapper season they'd ever had. Just got announced last week. So, man, yeah, we're,
I don't think there's going to be an amberjack season this year. They should already released a date anyway.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're right, brother. I'm thinking you're right. Oh, well, that means
no donkey fishing.
No donkey fishing and get to zone in on some groupers, you know? That'll be
That's
cool.
That's it.
We're looking forward to it, man.
When the Gulf's down, you know, where they can get out, I know Jeff sent me a picture of Smith & Sons the other day, the haul they had. Man.
Yeah.
Smoked them. Bottom fishing's big time right now.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a fact. You're getting that 500, 600, 700 foot of water with the, you know, you slow pitch jigs and just start working that sucker. You don't know what's going to come up off the bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those are fun trips, man. High action trips. So
yeah, there's a lot of bites.
Yeah, a lot of bites. A
lot of hitting and missing going on.
That's right. That's right.
Swing better.
Yeah. Next. Yeah, man. But it looks good, man. We're looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good year for us for sure, man. We're excited to get out on the water, make some memories, man, catch them up, and we'll see. Just take this weather deal how it comes.
Yeah, Louisiana opened their state snapper season. I think that opened today over there. I was talking to Jeff Goat. But I mean, who's gonna get out in this? I mean
Right. And that's the whole deal, man. I mean, and I tell folks all the time, you know, we've got, say we've got 50, 60 days in snapper season booked, you know. I mean, if we run half of those suckers and are able to get out there, that's a blessing, you know. It's crazy to think about, but that's just the weather we got here, man. Unfortunately, we've got to go pretty far out here the majority of the times to get on them good. So, you know, that's just part of it, baby.
Well, I got a little extra time this morning. Randy's not picking up at Rayburn, so kind of elaborate on how you do your offshore deal. I mean, people just, you know, call you and they schedule a, you know, how do you book that? You know, like
yeah,
you're
going to
take them or Sugar Shane or somebody like that. Work that, the details?
So it's all on our website. You know, when you go into Deep Sea, you know, we have a charters page and you can see all the, you know, different trip packages and stuff. But we offer like 3 deep sea trips that we do that are bookable online. It's an 8, a 10, and a 12 hour. So when you click into one of those on our website, you'll see the 30-foot contender, the 36, and so, you know, Sugar's on the 30, I'm on the 36. And but yeah, man, it's pretty easy to get on there and get something like that booked up. And then the whole deal is just, you know, I think I was telling you one time about our weather disclaimer, but it basically says that, you know, look, if it's blowing 25 miles an hour and, you know, it's middle of June or middle of July and we can't make it offshore, you're willing to downgrade and do an inshore trip for the day of your charter, you know? And that's, I totally
at least
get
you can
wanting
save
to go
their
offshore,
day doing that, you know,
100%. So we started doing that because, gosh, you know, I mean, we had it's not like we have a bunch of rescheduled dates in that snapper season anyway.
Right.
And so we'd end up just, you know, the boat would lose the trip when all the inshore guys were just smoking the fish because it's blowing 20-25 and they're out there just catching them like crazy. And then me and Shane would be sitting at the dock with no trip because, you know, we it's 8-footers out there, you know?
Right.
So that's something we started doing. It's a little disclaimer, and we haven't caught too much flack for it, man. And I think our clients and guests understand that we want to go offshore just as bad as they do.
Well, sure.
You know,
yeah.
We're not calling them on a 3-foot day and saying, hey, guys, you know, we're not going to be able to make it. It's a little choppy. I mean, we're going, you know, but
right.
If it's a safety deal, we –
Well, I mean, it takes, you know, people schedule these things, and they've got this one opportunity to go, and if they can't go offshore, at least they can fish inshore and, you know, catch
right.
sharks or something big, bull reds or big drum or, you know, even trout and redfish if they – so, I mean, it saves the day for them. At least they get out on the
Absolutely.
Water and get to go fishing anyway, even though they can't go offshore. I know their hearts were going set on that, but, hey, it's
right.
better than nothing.
Well, heck yeah, man. I mean,
yeah,
you're absolutely right, man. We want to go make memories and have a good time. And gosh, I mean, you know, at least we're out on the water enjoying God's creation and getting to do what we love. And, man, it's a win-win for everybody, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
That's how it is, brother.
Better than send them home packing with nothing to do.
Well, heck yeah, man. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, we've given a, you know, that speech tomorrow night at our place for these sales folks and that are coming in, and you know, we just and I'm talking about, you know, our business and our foundation and morals and everything, and you know, I think the biggest thing, just, you know, one of the biggest things is we just, you know, it boils down to having folks that love what they do, you know, and
right,
gosh, man, I mean, we love it. You know, we work 6 days a week and we fish on our 7th day, or we work 10 days, you know, in a row and we fish on the 11th. I mean, sure. You know, our first day off, we're trying to get back to the water, you know.
Well, nobody's better at what they do than somebody that loves their job.
That's exactly and, right.
They produce better.
Somebody that's exactly
miserable
right.
and doesn't like what they're doing, well, they don't do so well.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It's human nature.
We are extremely extremely grateful, man. We're grateful that we have the clients to be able to, you know, chase our passion and follow our dreams. And I mean, without people that want to come fishing with us, I mean, we would have to be doing something else, you know. So we're
sure.
We're beyond grateful and blessed and thankful and everything else, man. We just every day seems like a dream, you know. So
I got you.
It's been a good thing, brother.
Well, cool, man. Well, hey, throw out some info on how people can reach you, your website.
Absolutely.
And all that. Book
Absolutely,
them up.
Man. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Love to get you guys booked up and hooked up, man. And if that's too tough for you, just hop on Google, Outcast Charters Galveston. It'll pull right up. You can read some of our reviews from our amazing folks, and we'll go make some memories with you guys. Looking forward to it.
All right, Michael. Hey,
All
man,
right,
you have a
buddy.
Great day. Always a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
You too, brother. God bless.
See
you,
man.
Talk to you on Saturday, buddy.
Okay, later. All right. That's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.